You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Happy to share about our not-for-profit organization. So it's called Smart Love Family Services, and it was founded in 2002, so we've been around a while. And in 2007, we started our counseling program. So it's a clinic where our specialty is mental health, and we focus on mental health of children, adolescents, and helping parents as well. So that's like a real specialty that we have. We also do see adults, but we really focus on providing mental health care counseling to children and teens. And then we also have a preschool as well that focuses on early childhood education for preschool children and their parents.
Yeah, and how often are kind of programs expanding? And you discussed a couple of programs that you guys are looking forward to kind of beefing up and introducing in 2025.
Yeah, we're always looking to see how we can better serve the community. So people that come for counseling, right, they come to our agency directly, but then we like to be out in the community. How can we provide supportive services, mental health services that are easily accessible for people, including people that don't have resources? So as a not-for-profit, we create like support groups that parents in particular can access in the community. And the big one that we're working on for 2025 is a program that we call It Takes a Village. And that name was chosen very intentionally because we understand that parenting is one of the hardest, you know, most rewarding jobs, as they say, but it's also very hard. And parents oftentimes don't receive enough support in being able to meet their parenting goals, right? So all parents want their children to be happy, but oftentimes they don't feel equipped in how to take care of their children, not just financially and physically, but emotionally and socially. And so this program that we are developing is a parent support group where parents can come and they receive information about child development and learn effective parenting strategies. But it's also a place where they can come, Alex, and really, you know, get support, be able to vent, be able to express and share their frustrations without any judgment. And through getting a lot of emotional support in that process, they do feel better and they're able to provide better care for their children and also enjoy parenting more. So currently we're working on a grant in the Oak Park area to be able to fund these kinds of groups. And then we're also going to be starting a new parent program for expectant parents and parents that have infants, you know, children in the first year of life, called the Happiest Baby. And that is going to be to help parents from the get-go, right out of the gate, to be able to learn, you know, when parents have children, they go to the hospital, they have prenatal classes, right, that focus on, you know, breastfeeding or diaper changing, but there's not really much emphasis or support on how do you understand your infant's emotional development, right? And how do you take care of babies so that they grow up into adults who are happy and happy and caring towards themselves and others? And so we really want to try to focus on prevention and give that information to parents up front. And so the model that we use called Smart Love, it really helps parents understand babies and young children's needs for positive reflections about themselves so they can develop, you know, really good internal self-esteem and become good people to themselves and others.
Carla Beatrice, the Vice President of Clinical Programs at Smart Love Family Services, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Carla, I just want to ask you a little bit about the state of the mental health discourse in Chicago and the country. We'll leave it a little bit open-ended, but it's interesting because I think that in certain ways we have come a long way. It's being talked about more. There are platitudes discussed when mental health comes up and people sharing their stories. But at the same time, it's still being totally neglected by a lot of national lawmakers. We just went through COVID. Now we had a crazy election cycle. You talked about parents bringing a kid into this world and just the scary nature of it all. Where do you, as a professional in the mental health space, see this discussion right now?
Yeah. No, I think it's a great question. I mean, I think it's like you're describing, Alex, right? There's a lot of stress and losses that many people are experiencing, obviously post-COVID, right? And then the post-election, right? So there's, you know, a very good portion of people that have a lot of anxiety and worries and concerns and anger, right? Anger about, obviously the election results, right? And like, we vote for people that we feel support our values, right? And so I think there's a lot of concern about the person that won, right? So Trump, if people are not particularly supportive of somebody like Trump and what he stands for and his platforms and his values, it can cause a lot of, anger, fear, anxiety, concern in people and worried about people's various groups of people, more like disadvantaged groups or marginalized groups, losing certain rights that they have. And that includes mental health care, like what kinds of mental health care privileges and rights are going to be maybe limited or not expanded as they need to be. And so, from our perspective, we really try to focus on helping people then do what they can, right? So there's things that you can't control, right? So like we all do our part in the election, right? And then if whoever we wanted to win didn't win, it's like, okay, well then how can we help support people take care of themselves emotionally, right? Surround themselves with people that support them, that have similar values. And that's what you can do, right? So being able to commiserate, talk about your feelings. Like when our clients come in, we've had a lot of clients that were very upset and very worried about certain rights being taken away from them. We work with a lot of individuals in the LGBTQ population that have a lot of fears about that. And so, again, we live in Chicago where I think there's still a lot of, progressive values that support people of, different backgrounds. And so I think we try to help people connect to those resources that will be non-judgmental and supportive of them, and then try to do what we can to provide a listening ear in a space where people can have their feelings about it, right? And be able to express them and share them, and then get involved in activities where they feel like they can make a difference and where they share values where people are similar to them.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of marginalized groups, and how important is that access to groups of people that wouldn't otherwise have access to mental health counseling to Smart Love Family Services?
Yeah, it's so important, right? I mean, people need to know that they are, however they identify, whatever that is, right? Whether they're, part of the BIPOC population or LGBTQ population or migrants, immigrants, right? People need to know that they are safe and that they have groups and places and agencies where they're going to be treated well, right? And so at Smart Love, you know, we really try to reach out to all groups and as best we can convey a message of that they are safe with us, and really try to then, like even in this child welfare project that we're working on with parents, I mean, many of these parents, you know, are suffering from a lot of environmental stressors, you know, low income. They don't have a lot of resources. Many of them are people of color that have faced a lot of discrimination and hardship due to discrimination and racism. And so that's when we provide these groups. It's our way of doing what we can in the community to show that there are people that do support them and are there for them.
Tell me a little bit about Smart Love Preschool, if you could.
Sure. Yeah. So it is a there's a play school that starts, I think it's 2 years to 3 years. So that's like entering before preschool. And then preschool is from 3 to 5. And it's a really beautiful model in that we take the Smart Love principles, which is basically a child development theory that we believe really accurately understands children's emotional needs and how to respond to them. And rather than treating them like mini adults, to treat them with a lot of respect and consideration that they're children, right? And children have a lot of emotional needs for attention and involvement. And oftentimes, you know, parents and teachers alike can be frustrated with children because they just expect too much. They expect kids to be further along than they are. So the Smart Love approach really helps preschool teachers and parents understand that, you know, children are children. And many of the things that we can get frustrated by is because they are children, and how important it is to respond positively without like harsh discipline or harshness, but a lot more understanding, time in, lots of reflections for if they're having a hard time, what might be going on that's bothering them. We really encourage a lot of validating of kids' feelings. And that the idea, Alex, basically, of how you treat children is how they learn to treat themselves and others. So by being positive and kind, we give that gift to kids, and then that's a gift that they can give themselves and others. And so the preschool is in the Logan Square neighborhood. And we actually, the author of that and the preschool director just came out with a book, and this might be of interest to some people. It's called The Happiest Preschool. And the book basically it gives a model for how to implement this type of care to preschool children in any preschool setting. And so that's a book that people can buy online, and it's actually on demand now as well if people want to look that up. It's a really, I think, just a beautiful way to treat children, accurate, and it I think it helps create, like what we're talking about, right? Create a world where there's a lot of love and a lot of kindness, not hate and, you know, aggression, right, and exclusion, but one of inclusion and kindness.
Now, one thing I did see surrounding the preschool is this holiday fundraiser coming up on Tuesday. Can you tell people how they can do a little bit of holiday shopping and support Smart Love Preschool at the same time?
Sure, yeah. So if people are interested, if, you know, in the area of, like you're talking about, right, like mental health, preschool education, they can go to our website. So it's smartlovefamily.org. And then there is a donate button, and that's where they can get more information about the holiday drop and shop at play, is the fundraiser that's going to take place on next Tuesday, November 26th. So there's information there. So every dollar that is spent, the play place will donate 10% of its sales to the Smart Love Preschool. And then we're currently doing our annual fund. That's where people can just donate directly. We're also making donations to HEPSIBA, which is a child welfare association in Oak Park, and that is where we do right now our parent groups. And so they have a wish list, so people can go onto that website. That's HEPSIBA, or they can donate to us, and that's something that we support by completing their wish list, like kids and families that can't afford like gifts for the holidays. So we purchase some of those gifts and donate them to the organization.
Do you guys have any other events coming up here late in 2024 and going into early 2025?
So I would say, I think the one next week is the main one. And yeah, we have a gala in the spring. That's correct. So that is in April. I believe that's April 4th is the date. And that's going to actually be at the Chicago Athletic Association. It's actually April 1st, so Friday, April 1st. And then the other one that we're doing is it's a whale fundraiser. So it's in Logan Square. And that's another place where when people purchase something at a particular date, that will be announced on the website. It's going to be in early February. Same thing where some of the proceeds will go to Smart Love.
Now, you mentioned the new program, and it takes a village. And
correct.
Presumably, you talk about therapists and clinicians and parents and kids and volunteers as well. Like, that's got to be a part of that discussion as well. Yeah. What type of volunteer opportunities do you offer?
Sure. Yeah, so people can do all kinds of things with us. We have, you know, we have our clinic in Oak Park, which is our mental health counseling. And so there's a lot of different projects that we work on. So it just depends. Like, some people like to just do things in the back office, like maybe help us with some administrative tasks. Some people like to do more, hands-on experiences. So, for example, these parent groups. So last night we had our parent support group, and we also do a child youth activity group. And so we have to prep those activities. We look for people to help us in preparing those activities, or actually even if they want to volunteer and come and help with the kids, right? So last night we had like 25 parents and like 50 children that were at this particular program that we run. And so there's lots of children, so we need a lot of extra hands to help, help us take care of the kids, engage in the activity. So some people may be interested in something that's a little bit more hands-on, so there's opportunities like that as well.
And one more time, how people can find your website and how to donate and volunteer for Smart Love Family.
Sure. Yes. So the website is smartlovefamily.org. And then when you go to the website, there is on the top, there is a button that you can click that says donate. It also has all of our free resources, parenting resources. So if people are a parent and they're interested, we have lots of resources on the website. You can go to Parents and Community Resources tab, and that will get them to all the different information that we provide, taped webinars, blogs on child development. Share it with families. This is can be a really heading into the holiday season, exciting and fun, but also can be very stressful and can also, bring up different losses that have happened in people's lives, right? So that can be hard. It can be stressful and sad for people as well. So we provide a lot of free resources for parents in that way that they can find on the website. And then, yes, if people ever, want to reach out and have questions, they can always reach out to me. It's carla.beatrice@smartlovefamily.org.
Carla Beatrice, Vice President of Clinical Programs, Smart Love Family Services. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.